know I'm there. With my hands in the air, I'm proud to say it. Yeah, I'm real.
That I know you very well. Your eyes never lie, even if they tell. Sweet lullabies that come with the smell of a dozen roses flipping down a green hill. You living in a world that come with plan B, cause plan A never relay a guarantee, and plan C never could say just what it was. And your plans only can pan around love. You love him, you love them, you love her. You love so much, you love what love hurts. You love red bottom and gold that say queen. You love handbag on the waist of your jean. You love French tip and trip that pay for. You love bank slip that tell you he paid more. You love a good hand when never the card dealt, but what love got to do with it when you don't love yourself?
I do, I wonder. I say what I want, say when I feel and I look in the mirror and know I'm there. With my hands in the air, I'm proud to say it.
That I know you very well. Your eyes never lie, even if they fail. Out the sky and your optics turn stale. With a mold that's green, I can see you fit the bill of living in a world that come with plan B. Cause plan A only can make another mistake, and you can't see success coming from plan C. When it all breaks, you'll still say you're lovely and love them and love when you love her. You love so much, you love when love hurts. You love fast cars and their presidents old. You love fast women, you love keeping control of everything that you love. You love beef, you love streets, you love running, ducking police. You love your hood, my. I'd even love it to death, but what love got to do with it when you don't love yourself?
I do, I wonder. I say what I want, say when I feel and I look in the mirror and know I'm there. With my hands in the air, I'm proud to say it.
Why I know you very well, cause we have the same eyes, can't you tell? The days I tried to cover up and conceal my pride, it only made it harder for me to deal with living in a world that come with plan B. A scapegoat, cause plan A don't come free, and plan C just an excuse like because, or the word but what if I got love? I love them, I love when I love her. I love so much, I love when love hurts. I love first verse cause you're the girl I attract. I love second verse cause you're the homie that pack, burning like a stovetop that love cooking from scratch. I love what the both of you have to offer. In fact, I love it so much I don't love anything else. But what love got to do with it when I don't love myself? To the point I should hate everything I do love. Should I hate living my life inside the club? Should I hate her for watching me for that reason? Should I hate him for telling me that I'm seasoned? Should I hate them for telling me ball out? Should I hate street credibility? I'm talking about hating on money, power, respect, and my will. Or hating the fact none of that shit make me real.
Yeah. I ain't tripping up from Domino's no more. Just call me. Sorry to hear what happened to your homeboy. But don't learn the hard way like I did, homie. Any nigga can kill a man. That don't make you a real nigga. Real is responsibility. Real is taking care of your motherfucking family. Real is God, nigga. Just make sure you call us back when you get this message. Here go your mama.
tripping. Look, the neighbor said they seen you and your little friends over there about food for less and preaching to you. I was saying, telling you about the good book, but right about now, that's what y'all need. Oh, and Top Dog called the house, too. I guess he wants you and Dave to come to the studio. But look, if you take them music business serious, yeah, put out something there your dad can step to. But shit, you know we from Chicago. You know that's what we do. If I don't hear from you by tomorrow, I hope you come back and learn from your mistakes and come back a man. Tell your story to these black and brown kids in Compton. Let them know you was just like them, but you still rose from that dark place of violence, becoming a positive person. But when you do make it, give back with your words of encouragement. And that's the best way to give back to your city. And I love you, Kendrick. If I don't hear you knocking on the door, you know why I usually leave the key. All right? Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
This is the Bork Masters, minus one Bork Master. We have a graduate student with us today.
Yeah, my name's Avery.
Avery is one of the two masters of Borking.
Avery's here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Avery's not here. Vib is filling in. He's a graduate student. Ooh. He's learning. He's going to become a master eventually.
Who's Vib?
Okay, he's having a little bit of an identity crisis, which is not a good start for being a Bork Master. As a Bork Master, you need to know what type of dog you are and your type of Bork. And I don't know. Are you ready? You can try right now.
Can you tell me what type of dog you are and your Bork? Give me a Bork.
I'm a Greyhound, and okay. Greyhounds don't Bork. They just run. What are you?
Pierce is a Bork Master.
What are you?
I'm still figuring that out.
Oh.
Wow, I still have my sleepy voice.
Sounds pretty normal to me. I feel like you're always sleepy voice.
What?
Like, you're moping around.
Mopey was a year ago.
That's true.
Mopey was 2 years ago, a year ago.
That was before you were even thinking about pursuing Bork Mastering.
True. And now I'm here. This is my first steps.
Yeah, it's kind of like
your virginity.
What do you say?
My Bork Master virginity.
Oh, that's a little dark.
What?
I don't think it's. I wouldn't compare it to that process. But we got to make a PSA for all you out there. These are some numbers to think about: prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths.
Yeah.
Wow, that was gross. Whatever that sound was, that was your morning voice. Well, here are the numbers. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. Can you guess what that is?
I'm going to say a solid 49.
You're really close. It's 54.
Yes.
Number of human beings that have died from an overdose.
That's the pre-med talking right there, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe you should pursue that instead of Bork Mastering. I don't know what you're doing here. number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana. In all of recorded history, not just daily. Do you know what that number is?
In all of recorded history?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, of recorded usage of medical marijuana, probably not that much.
14,000.
Zero, you idiot.
What?
No one dies from medical marijuana. That's a message in the public interest of WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we got a couple of tracks. I think I'm going to let Vib play some songs. I don't know if he's proven himself yet, but maybe he'll get one or two in there. Because Avery is not here, and he had a couple on the queue. But we're going to play... something a little bit more up Vib's alley. I'm going to play some Jaden Smith. But old Jaden Smith. I didn't listen to the
Absolute
new project.
Absolute icon.
Oh, speaking of icon.
Icon living, start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Ooh. Nylon cover 5 minutes. Whoa, we are too hot in the business. Ooh. About to make a movie independent. Ooh. Need new trucks independent. Ooh. I need you to listen to the vision. Ooh. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. Ooh. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. Ooh. And we making money by the minute. Ooh. I'm about to do a way different. God, I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Living. Icon living. I am just an icon living. Living. I am just an icon.
I am not a Mayan, I'm a menace. It's wild, you can lie like a professor. I don't got the time to put you on a stretcher. Stretcher. I am here and I'm still flexing. I am just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Whoa, I'm high star, cover 5 minutes. Whoa, we are so hot in the business.
Last verse was before the award show.
What?
Icon tatted on my torso. Huh? Me and Moy dipping in the porso. What? I ain't even taking on torso. What? Damn. Last girl signed a divorce, so what? Now I'm focused and we about to all blow up. We just tryna make the whole crowd go nuts. What? Look, we don't know no one like you. Gold grills and you dance like Michael. No eyes, misfits, no typos. Look, wait,
We just wanna make you go psycho. Put $100,000 in the Bible. Ooh. I took the game with my eyes closed. Last verse was before the award show.
What?
Icon tatted on my torso. Me and Moy dipping in the Porsche.
What?
I ain't even taking on torso.
What?
Your this fire, I'm more so.
What?
Young Jaden dying on the floor.
So what?
She broke my heart to the core.
So what?
I guess we all gotta grow up. I'm just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it.
Ooh.
Interview, cover 5 minutes.
Woo.
We are too hot in the business.
Woo.
I'm going straight to the top of the crew. We should just chill and maybe take it slow. Before we get up there with nowhere to go. And we can chill and just look at the view.
Woo.
Damn. Load a yellow rose into a rifle.
Ooh.
Me and Harry about to go psycho.
Psycho.
Put 100,000 in the Bible.
Bible.
Damn. Wait. Gold teeth dance like Michael.
Michael,
man, it's on like a light bulb.
Light bulb
over all the Cutty and the Tyco.
Damn.
About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. And we making money by the minute. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Living. Icon living. I am just an icon living. Living. I am just an icon. I am just an icon living. I am just an icon.
Was Icon by Jaden Smith. Did you listen to new Jaden Smith or no?
No. I don't really listen to Jaden Smith, honestly.
Yeah, me either. That was just one song that I thought was kind of cool.
But I do like him. Like, I like his feature on, like, Sin, Young Thug. You know that song, right?
I don't think so. I don't think, like, I know many Young Thug songs, but I probably know them if I heard them.
Free Thug.
Well, anyway, yeah. Jaden Smith is, like, a soft-sounding Denzel Curry. Sounds very similar. But Denzel Curry is lyrically more talented.
So I love Denzel Curry's lyrics.
Yeah, so I'm
gonna play. Have you watched Denzel's XXL cypher?
No.
There's 2 years ago, he did like a cypher with Lil Uzi, 21 Savage, Kodak Black, and Lil Boat. And Lil Yachty. Lil Boat. And
one could call him that.
He does a verse from like a song that he did like a very long time ago that's like not well known at all, but like his verse from that is like absolute fire. You need to check it out.
All right, I'll check it out. But you know what else is absolute fire?
What?
That new ASAP Rocky song.
Oh, Sundress.
Sundress.
Sundress. We played in the car last night on a drive to Wendy's.
We went to Wendy's at like midnight and we played Sundress in it, and it's a great cool song.
Amazing song.
Who would have thought you could take pretty low-key, I mean, none of the songs are low-key by Tame Impala, but a pretty low-key song off the first album of Tame Impala, and just completely use it. He didn't even really, like, change anything of it.
No, not at all.
And he made it his own. It's very cool.
Just spit some bars over it.
Yeah, well, kind of like melodies, but, you know, a little bit of bars as well. That's how A$AP Rocky,
yeah,
you know. That's
yeah.
Well, this is Sundress, very cool song. I think you're going to like it.
Sure. about kids. Tryna get that V with that crib. Back when you used to bees with that crib. Gotta give a little to get a little bit in return now. Take what's her now. And you heard about me and my beat. I'm just tryna chill. Cause lately I've been thinking about you and rebuilding. Walk around like you love feelings. I can tell he not fulfilling. You in love with me still. They say only if looks could kill for real. You walk around town with that guy. When you pass by, I just laugh like.
As Daredevil.
As Daredevil.
He says I look like Daredevil.
He had his hood on, was covering the top half of his face.
I was getting into it.
Yeah.
I just became one with the song. That's the sample is Why Won't You Make Up Your Mind by Tame Impala. It's such a good song. It's so good. And I was really happy that ASAP sampled it because it's an underappreciated
the best
bop.
Of both of Pierce's worlds.
Yeah, and he made it really cool. And ASAP, I'm becoming a much bigger fan this year than I was previously.
Yeah,
thought his album great. This year was really cool.
Testing is so good.
I know. I think Testing is good. If Avery were here, we would have a really probably interesting discussion because he's not a big fan of it.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, we had like a big debate about he thinks Pusha T released one of the best albums this year, and I was saying that Testing is better than Pusha T's album, and he was like, bork, 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 bork. Yeah, he's really good at like his particular bork.
Yeah.
But anyway. We got a couple more. Actually, we have a lot more. I'm gonna play a song a little bit more similar to the vibe of that one. It's a little bit funky.
Nice.
It's a band called Parcels.
Funk.
Yes.
It's a funky day.
The song is very fun, and if Vib doesn't dance,
He's gonna kick me out.
Yeah, he has to leave.
Throw me out the window.
He better be dancing within 15 seconds of the song, because the mood and the vibe, you get it right away. It's very good.
Getting out of my chair.
Tied up right now by Parcels.
Thank you. what I found on my side.
I just want to say that Vib most definitely danced during the song.
Pierce got a video of me twerking.
I regret getting a video of you twerking, but I did get it. The song took over Vib way more than I was expecting. I thought he was going to just maybe like shake his hips.
No, I really busted some moves there.
He ran around the room.
Y'all missed it.
Some parts of his body were closer to me than they should have been, including
Pierce.
Him while twerking.
Pierce, don't act like you didn't like it.
Well, you can look at the video. I think my facial expressions were shown. And they were a little bit. They were like surprised.
He was pleasantly surprised.
Maybe if I watch it more,
he didn't want to show his excitement. That was all.
Yeah, it'll probably grow on me. Like,
yeah,
maybe I'll like appreciate your moves a little bit more later on. But in the moment, I was definitely a little bit scared. I've never seen a side of you like that, especially from a song by Parcels.
Just wait until this Saturday, Pierce. PSA. TDC tickets go on sale Wednesday at 12:30.
I didn't invite you here to plug.
Online only.
I did not invite
they
you.
They will
plug.
Break the site if you don't get them in a minute. I did literally not. 1 minute.
That's enough. That's enough of that. I'm just kidding. You can say that. It's not really a PSA, but
it's such a PSA because everyone needs to see all of us drop it on stage.
I saw Vib buy a really debatable pair of pants for this show, and a lot of our friends told him to take them off throughout the day. But
I'm
he
just
wore them
very
way
comfortable in my masculinity and my heterosexualness.
Okay.
All right. So that's all.
I wasn't really like trying to question that.
All right.
It's just the pants kind of look like a Hot Wheels car, but like but they're like yoga pants for like a seventh grade boy who like didn't hit puberty yet. So they're a little bit alarming when we saw you wearing them hours after the rehearsal ended.
They're just so comfortable.
Yeah, they probably
don't
want
to take them off. They're so comfortable.
It was
why can't guys wear yoga pants? Huh?
You could wear yoga pants. I just wouldn't wear seventh grade Hot Wheels colored, like fire coming out and like.
They're tie dye, Pierce. They're
tie dye. It looks like fire tie dye because it's like black, like
it's
orange.
Not black. It's like this purple, like kind of like spacey thing throughout the entire thing, and then it has like tie dye, like fiery tie dye on
it's
like
just
right
not,
around the leg.
It's like a black based pants. It's not like a tie dye, like a white shirt, and like, there's a lot of blue and everything. There's none of that. It's more like
very
a Hot Wheels
spunky.
Car.
It's very spunky. It's very like 70s like. ABBA-esque, which is like the theme of my dance. Another PSA. Stay tuned. We're eighth in the lineup. Gonna be the best dance you've ever seen.
Speaking of ABBA, that's not what I'm playing next.
What
I'm playing next, though, is another artist that's pretty good. Hozier.
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 Is this from his recent album?
Yeah, well, he has a new EP, and
Ooh.
It's very good.
Okay.
And he is an Irish legend. He is my savior. And he is from...
Pierce is Irish, guys.
He is from the town next to my cousin.
Pierce is biased.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, at first I thought he was like German because of the name. Didn't look very Irish to me.
Yeah.
His name is like Andrew Byrne. But anyway, this is one of the songs off of the new EP. The new EP is very good. I think it's four songs and all of them are good, but this one's got a lot of character. It's a movement by Hozier.
Still watch you when you're grooving, as if through water from the bottom of a pool. You're moving without moving, and when you move, I moved. You are a call to motion, they're all of you a verb in perfect view, like Jonah on the ocean. When you move, I moved. When you move, put to mind of all that I wanna be. When you move, I could never
define all that you are to me. Reasoning made lucid and cool. I know it's no improvement when you move, I move. You're less balloon and leaping, or Fred Astaire in sequence. Honey, you, your atlas and it's sleeping. And when you move, I moved. When you move, I can recall something that's gone from me. When you move, honey, I'm putting on something so flawed and free.
Song is crazy. I'm actually surprised it's not like catching on, because I think it's pretty similar to Take Me to Church.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Right.
Yeah,
where I think like this, like the probability or like the I don't know, any reasons a song catches on with like the public and becomes a huge hit is just so random to me and like so by chance, because that song is so good.
It's so good. Like that, like I was telling Pierce, but like that song is like inspiring me to like, I haven't listened to anything by Hozier since like Take Me to Church. And like, I'm like listening to this, I'm like questioning like what I've been doing for like the past like 3 months. Just like, it's so good. And like, I look at the charts sometimes, I'm like, how is like, who is this person? How did he like make it up to the top? And then like other times, like I listen to like stuff with this and I'm like, why isn't this on the chart?
Yeah. It's just interesting to me, yeah. At least when like, there's artists like Gautier, remember like somebody, yeah, that I used to know, yeah. And then here obviously like there were, you know, he released an album and then there's other material and right. None of it caught on,
right?
Like to a large degree, that's, he's a very good example of a one-hit wonder, but like Hozier,
that one-hit wonder, like how do they like come to be?
It's not like Hozier like, is by any means no, one-hit wonder, no. But I'm saying like it's interesting because right now I think the EP's been out for a couple months and it hasn't like,
I think it was what, September maybe,
yeah. And it's just interesting because I know, I think there's one or two songs that are catching on very well with, mm-hmm. But it's not this song. So I'm just like, I feel like the song has a lot of parallels with Take Me to Church, which is why it's interesting to me that it's not like a huge, huge song right now.
Yeah, I feel like it has like a little bit more like R&B kind of elements to it.
Or like gospel-y.
Yeah. Well, Take Me to Church is very gospel-y, but like this is like, I feel like the like beat-wise, it has like some like R&B elements.
Yeah, the song is great though. He's so good. Yeah. His voice sounds so good here.
His vocals are amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
I forgot, honestly.
Well, anyway, thank you, Hozier.
God bless that, man.
I'm going to play a nice little, this is like a feel good bluesy, garagey indie rock song by a band called Twin Peaks. Like the show Twin Peaks. Fabio actually discovered this song around the same time as me, and we didn't notice, but it was on his Discover Weekly. It's Blue Coop.
Fabio was supposed to be here today.
Fabio was supposed to be here learning the ways of the Bork, but he has pink eye.
Alas. Okay.
Very, very...
I wasn't going to disclose that, but...
It's very Borkish of him, though, so I feel like we'll give him another chance. But anyway, this is Blue Coop by Twin Peaks. Blue Coop, Twin Peaks, good song, feel good, folky, bluesy, indie, bam, pow.
What more could you want?
Exactly.
What more?
More cowbell, maybe. Next song I'm going to play is actually kind of funny. Avery and I probably would have had a good laugh about it.
Why? Why is that?
Because... There's a band called Greta Van Fleet.
Okay.
Greta Van Fleet is like these brothers...
Like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually biologically brothers from Minnesota. They're all young. They're like also 20 and like 19.
Also like us.
And they sound exactly like Led Zeppelin. and it's very funny. And a lot of people, it's a very polarizing band because everyone is making an assumption that they're bringing old rock back, bringing good rock back, quote unquote. Real music is back. And then there are other people who are like, these guys are just straight up, they sound like a band from 50 years ago. They're doing nothing original. If anything, the ideas just sound just like Led Zeppelin, but less interesting.
That's controversial. That is controversial.
And they released a new album, and it got one of the worst grades or scores from Pitchfork. Got like a 1 point, like something. Oh, it was really funny. And everyone was like laughing about it and like pissed off.
That's so mean. These guys do. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's time for a bit of like a revival. I feel like things are like going back to roots these days. Like, there's something, I can't remember what it was, but like, there was something about like some like a comeback to old. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. If you're lost,
I'm lost.
But the thing about this band is it's not like bringing back any old sound or anything. It's just a complete, like, we are the old sound. Mm-hmm. Which is not. So the funny part is apparently the new album's bad, but there's this project that they did last year, and this is one song that I have from it, and it's like, it's kind of hard to just not like it. It sounds just like a good Led Zeppelin song. It's called Flower Power. So that's why I wanted to play it, because I wanted to see if like Avery actually like...
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Was the album like rated bad because like Pitchfork was against like them like having this old sound, or like was it just like objectively bad?
I don't know if it was objectively bad. I think it was just like objectively like a complete copy of whatever was done a long time ago, and the ideas weren't as interesting. And a lot of people rated it really badly, but I think... Like this, I think I hear the song. Hear the song, and you can understand, I think, at least from one side of the argument, why people like it. Because I think it's a good, it's just like, it's not a bad song. It sounds good. And it sounds just like Robert Plant. But anyway, you'll see.
Makes me feel like I'm alive. She's out of sight. Yeah, so very Robert Plant-y and very Led Zeppelin-y.
Yeah, I can see why. Like, it's obviously not like a bad sounding song. Like, it's, I can see why people are kind of mad, because it kind of like, it feels like a song from like, you know, 50 or so years ago. Like, it doesn't feel like anything new. And like, I feel like there's a way to do it such that you're incorporating like something old, like bringing back something old, but still,
absolutely,
like, still like being new. And I feel like this is just like something that I would like, that comes right from that era.
Yeah, I agree. It's not a bad song.
No.
Also, I think I said they're from like Minnesota. They could be from Michigan. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, Midwest. Same thing. Yeah. Kind of, not really.
No, states.
Yeah. Whatever. Hey. Speaking to a geography sick person, they're not the same, okay? Michigan, much bigger, much more significant in elections, all right?
Politics.
Minnesota, democracy. Pretty much just like a Canada.
Yeah.
But we're going to put Vib to the test now.
Oh,
this
boy
is the ultimate Borkmaster test. He has chosen a song.
I chose a song, and it's not explicit.
It's not explicit.
Which is the first test.
He passed already, so he's got like 5 points.
Amazing.
He hasn't cursed so far today, so that's another 5 points.
I'm making it big.
And then 90% of the grade is really based on how I think about this song, but
it's called Been That Way by Bryson Tiller from a few years ago.
Okay.
I was listening to this song called Never Not. Someone showed it to me a few days ago, and just like a very like, just like about that person that you just like have never not stopped thinking about. And this song kind of like echoes that a little bit. It's Bryson Tiller kind of crooning to a past lover. Still thinking about her. And it's soulful, but at the same time has those trap elements that make Bryson Tiller Bryson Tiller.
Hence the name Trap Soul.
The name of the album is Trap Soul.
Thank you for that, Vic.
Real doozy.
I'm very excited to hear that song.
It's
about
a good song.
Longing for a Lover. Been That Way by Bryson Tiller.
I wanna know how we became so distant, girl. The way we fell in love, it was almost instant. I'm tryna find a way around it. Girl, tell me how you feel about it. You still love me, that's the way it sounded. Thank God I would've never found it. I doubt it, I'm there for you if you allow it. Girl, you know I gotta keep you around me. All this paper we counted, blazing these ounces. Spending on your baby no matter what the amount is. Now you wanna know what's got in there and tell me what's changed. I guess I had a hard time showing it at first, but baby, it's been that way. Baby, it's been that way. Baby, I still feel the same. Something I gotta maintain. Listen to me when I say, baby, it's always, always, always been that way. We become so distant, like I'm the one to blame and you're innocent. I tried to make a way, make a difference, but some things don't change. I can't complain, I try not to think about you. What can I say? Every time I get near, I want that old thing better, bring it to me. Shawty keep telling me what to do about you. Then she got jealous soon as she knew about you. She don't ever want to see her go through a round two. Cut her off, that what I'm doing now. You told me I should just go out and do my thing.
Damn right,
damn right, I do my thing.
Okay.
Now you wanna know what's gotten to me, what's changed, but baby, none changed.
Baby, it's been that way.
Still feel the same.
always been that way. Oh yeah, it's always been that way.
So Pierce.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're all thinking. Did Vib pass the Borkmaster test with that song?
Drum roll.
I've been talking to my constituents through text for quite a while. All the fellow Borkmasters. And you have passed with flying
yes!
colors. We have passed. We have a new Borkmaster. He is welcome.
I am a Borkmaster.
Okay, maybe. All right. Well, nah. All right, you're questioning now. But,
what?
Well, anyway. It's not about the quality of the song, it's about the choice behind it. And Vib has proven that he has put a lot of thought into his choice, and there were no curse words, and he didn't curse.
I spent a whole 5 minutes finding that song, guys.
And that is why he is the Borkmaster. He showed up 7 minutes late, which is perfect. That he already passed the test, I didn't tell you that.
I'm fashionable.
Unlike Avery, who's unfashionable, around 14 to 16 minute mark. So, yes, we have another Borkmaster. We have a couple on the rise. I think Vib has surpassed them. So, everyone clap it up for Vib. It's so quiet here. I forgot no one's here.
They're clapping at home, though.
Yeah, whoever's listening. Yeah. I'm sure. Like, 10 people are clapping well. Or, like, the people driving, they clapped, and then they just crashed because they had to use both hands to clap. But, you've been listening to the Borkmasters on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And I'm going to end it out with a song. You might have heard this in the end of an episode of Breaking Bad. Do you ever watch Breaking Bad?
Honestly, I haven't.
Never mind.
I need to.
Guess who just lost their spot as a Borkmaster?
Oh, boy. Wait, I did. I was lying. That was just a joke.
Oh, I'm kidding. You're still a Borkmaster. That's a funny joke. See, Borkmasters,
we make jokes. We just joke around.
The song
We're funny guys.
He's so funny. I can't believe you got me like that.
Wow.
This is Didn't I? By Dorando. I think that's how you pronounce it. But anyway, enjoy.
Disappearing. planning out my